as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Together for Jesus. Come on, do it better to Jesus. You want to take back your seat shortly as we rise up to continue in our prayer. Just say shortly, amen. So we prepare to be up. Amen. I want you to announce to the one by your side that, my brother, you are here for a miracle. Say, my sister, you are here for a testimony. Your life will never be the same after you leave this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Your clap will show you're excited. Let's be seated, everyone. Amen. Tonight, we are going to pray, like I said. And I want us to read from Genesis 26, beginning from verse 1. We are going to pray. Read from Genesis 26. Beginning from verse 1. We are all going to read together. During 31st, I think I touched on this portion of the scripture. I touched on it, so I'm just going to rush through. But tonight, I'm just going to give you an opportunity to pray most of the things that we have already preached into your life. Can I have an amen? Is it a fantastic thing to pray? Is it a good thing? Do you love prayer? Yes. Prayer is the key. Tell someone, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that if my people that are called by my name, they will humble themselves. Amen. To humble yourself means to enter into a mood of fasting and prayer. And it's very, very important because it is the key. It is the key. If we will call on God, He is always set to answer us. Amen. All right, are you there? Genesis 26. So because we have read it before, I just grew so that I'll just one or two things I want us to pray about, and we'll just talk about them, and we stand on our feet to pray and believe God that as we are living here, we are going to begin to see manifestations. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis 26, verse 1. One go. And there was famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. You see, you have to understand here, this verse was not written just because they needed more words in the Bible. There's a reason why it was written. In the days of Abraham, the father of Isaac, he went into a time of famine, into a time of drought, into a time where he needed a miracle, and God did it for him. And lo and behold, in the time of his son, the same thing happened. You see, and that tells us something, that the battles our fathers fought, in our time, we are also supposed to fight them. You are not getting what I'm trying to say. His father fought the same battle of famine, and when it got to his turn, he too, he had to fight. Because you see, some things are family things, some things are bloodline things, and so if they fought your father, they still live to fight you. And so if your father defeated them, I pray that you also defeat them. Amen. And if your father failed, I pray in your time you will defeat them. Amen. Don't joke. I always tell young people, anything you see your father become, you have the potential to become. Anything you see your mother become, in your DNA, it is there. You have the potential to become it. You see your drunkard father,
he was once like you. You see your mother who is jumping from one man to another to feed the whole family. Some time ago, she was a chaste virgin like you. But what is fighting them is why their lives have turned out that way. And if we will have a different story, then we ought to be ready to defeat those things. I see you overcoming. I see you overcoming. Hallelujah. And so it was said here so that we will understand that the same devil that fought Abraham was set to fight Isaac. But Abraham defeated, and his son also defeated, was victorious. I pray that you will be victorious. Verse 2, quickly. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. You see, when the famine came, his father was running to Egypt. When his time also, he was also taking the same decision. Why? Because in your DNA are characteristics that have semblance with your father. Do you understand? And with your mother. And you see, that's why you need to check the mirror. When you check the mirror, you will see that a lot of things about yourself, you picked it from somewhere. Yes. A lot of things about yourself. Well, listen, whether you stayed with your mother or not, whether you stayed with your father or not, you have a high chance of becoming like them. It doesn't matter whether you stay with them. I didn't live with my father, but when I grew up and I had the opportunity to see my father and had a chat with him, the way he was behaving in his sitting room was exactly the way I behave in my room when I'm alone. And I realized why my mother always tells me, you behave like your father. The day I met my father, I realized it. When I was growing up, I liked Lucky Dube music. That was my temptation. Yes. When the day I had the opportunity to meet my father, lo and behold, that was the collection of songs on his table. I said, hey, I didn't stay with him. I didn't have any relationship with him. But the same mistakes he was bound. And you see, when he started telling me his life story, I realized that a lot of things that have happened to me happened to him. And a lot of things that I have overcome, they defeated him. But the same thing is fighting me. I came to the realization that, don't joke, whatever has made him this is set to also make you like that. But in Jesus' name, we'll be victorious. I said, in Jesus' name, we'll be victorious. So you don't need to stay with them. You don't need to stay with them. You have a high chances of picking. So the way his father reacted to the issue, by making a certain decision, his way of thinking, automatically his son was also going to behave in that same way. And then God came to the scene and said, do not make that mistake. Do not go that way. Dwell in the land which I, the Lord, shall tell thee. Amen. Next, quickly. I don't want to preach it, so let's go on. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. During 31st, I explained to you this portion of the verse, that God was saying that you don't need to leave the place in order for you to be blessed, but rather where you are, you can take over. God can anoint you and bless you in the level where you possess where you are. You take over. You have the best out of where you are. Next, quickly. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heavens. I declare that will be your portion. I said that will be your portion. The workers under you will be all over the world. Your workers. Because your companies will go all over the world. Can I prophesy to somebody here? I'm saying that your workers will be people of color and people without color. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, I will multiply thy seed. It's not just your children. It has to do with things that are in your possession. I'll multiply your seed. And I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. And will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Continue with me, brother. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my law. Because of who? Oh, because of who? Oh, talk to me. Because of who? His father. Now, that means that whatever your father and your mother did can either open you up to battles or can open you up to blessings. You see, you don't need to argue that God changed not. That is his ways. In the realm of the spirit, the things your parents do can affect you in your time. And that means that the things that you also do on earth, as of now, the things that you are doing, some of you will die and go, but it is your children that will come and suffer. And if what you are doing, they are good things, you die and go, it is your children that will come and benefit. Amen. Oh, amen. When you check the track record of people who served God, you see that most of their generation, only great men rise from there. When you see people who were occultists, when you see people who were into different kind of lifestyles, see that so many years after, when you trace their lineage, you see that you only hear bad names appearing out of their descendants. Amen. And that's a very, very serious thing. And I want you to understand that whatever we do today, there are future consequences for what we are doing today. Future consequences, the lifestyle you are living, the things you are doing, it doesn't just end with you. It doesn't just end with you. He said, because of your father Abraham, I the Lord am committed to you. That means, Isaac, you've done nothing. You've done nothing to benefit from what I'm going to do for you. It is all because of what your father did. Now, what are you also doing? That God can visit your children and tell them that you will not struggle because your father paid the price. What price are you paying? And for some of you, so I'll ask, what actually was the life your parents lived? That can inform the battles that you are going through. They can explain why certain things are the way they are. Amen. But I pray that the Lord will have mercy. I said, I pray the Lord will have mercy. Go on with me. Let's be quick. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Oh, you may be seated. Sit down. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Next. And the men of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, she's my sister. Now, do you know his father did the same thing? Hello? Do you know his father did exactly the same thing? He also went to this same place. And they asked him of the woman. He said that Sarah is my sister. His son wasn't there. His son wasn't even born. But when he grew up, he had the tendencies to make the mistakes his father made. It was in his DNA. Tell somebody, don't joke with what pastor is telling you. Don't joke with it. Anything you see about your parents that you don't like, you better take a decision and do something about it because you can become it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Anything you see your mother, you see, the reason why you are not proud of your mother, well, be watchful, because your children may not be proud of you because of that same thing. He wasn't born. His father did this secret thing. When he came into being as a matured man, he also repeated the same thing. He also went to do the same thing, hiding his wife. Same thing. And claim his wife is his sister. Go on. And it came to pass, when he had been there for a long time, that Abimelech, that's the king of the Philistines, looked out at his window and saw, and behold, Isaac was playing games with the wife. You know when beloveds or husband and wife proper, when they are walking about, you can tell by the way they hold themselves and they are chatting and they are playing. And the king said, how can a sister and a brother be this close? No, there's something about it. Amen. That's why when I see a Christian sister and a Christian brother who are in a way very close, I always question, because a sister and a brother can't be that close. What I'm saying, am I being a bad person? No. I'm just telling you the truth. When you see a female and a male and they claim they are close friends, take it from me. It's a free advice. When you see a male and a female who are very close friends, there are two things involved.
We are here to pray. I don't want to preach. Sit down. There are two things involved. The first thing is that one of them is actually desiring something more but cannot say it. And the second thing is that both of them may be looking for the same thing but are not saying it. You are just saying, oh, we are just friends, but you don't know him. You don't know his name. It is after a time when you see that now you are gone, then okay, this one goes here, this one also goes here, we are close friends. But someone from the beginning wanted something more. Do you know why I'm saying that? Check through the whole scriptures and tell me a male and a female who were friends. Tell me a male and a female who were best pals. The day God decided to bring a male and a female together, was it for friendship? It was for what? Marriage. So once a male and a female become very close, that they always want to be by each other, one of them or both of them want something more but is not saying it. That's the truth. You may challenge it, but I'm telling you, that is the truth. Because it is not scriptural. As far, you see, all that you can be with someone is let brotherly love continue. Brotherly love is not that one. When a brother and a sister are growing up and other, they even get to a level where you can see that there's separation. They are not very close. When they are kids, they don't know male, they don't know female. So they play together, bath together. But once they get to the age of consciousness, see that the boy will say, I won't bath with the girl. It's automatic. God never made male and female to be intimately without marriage in mind. Never. God didn't do that. So in this church, I don't allow a male and a female as best friends. We don't do that here. So that when we call you and say that, why are you very close to Sister Bridget? Say that, oh, we are just friends. We don't like that one here. No, you cannot be that close and say you are just friends. You are sending the wrong message out there. You can't do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So when the man looked and saw the closeness or the intimacy between them, he said, no, this one cannot be brotherly love. This one is beyond brotherly love. And so he saw, and behold, and Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety, she is your wife. And why did you tell me that she is your sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. I said that because I don't want you people to kill me because you want to take her away from me. Because we are on a strange land. Exactly what his father did. Next. And Abimelech said, what is this that thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guilt upon us. Now, what have you done? So what if one of my people came to make advances or even did something to your wife? You have brought guilt on us. Next. Now Abimelech charged all his people, saying, whoever touches this man or his wife shall certainly die. Next. Isaac sowed seed in that land, and in that year he reaped 100 times what was sown, and the Lord blessed him. You see, in the previous verse and this verse, you see that after even he made a mistake by telling a lie and by covering the truth about his wife, the Bible says that God still had mercy upon him and still spared him and even had protection from death. Do you understand? Because the king made a decree that no one should dare touch these people. They are under a special covering. So my prayer for you this evening is that this year, you and your family, I don't know the mistake you have made or the mistake you will make throughout the year, but may God's covering be still strong over your life. Certain times your mistakes can end up in accidents. Your mistakes can end up in being fired. Your mistake can end up in losing something valuable. Your mistake can end up in broken heart or in breakup. I declare over your life that may God's protection be sure. May God's protection be sure over your life. May you not suffer from your mistakes. So Isaac was spared from his mistake.
And then the Lord blessed him when he sowed in that land. One of the things about this scripture is that the Bible says that, and Isaac sowed seed in that land. And in that year, he reaped a hundredfold. Now, the first part says he sowed seed. That means that for you to enjoy increase this year, you must have a seed. See a seed. Now, when I say a seed, you quickly, you are thinking about what to come and lay on the offering. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you, if you want to have, let's say financially, you want to do business and increase, you need a capital. See a capital. That's a seed. The guy sold Odia Bibi. That means this year you must get some money you are using for your business. You must get something you are sowing as your capital into your business so that it can grow for you. Do you understand? Oh, hello. Do you understand? Do you understand? And I'm glad to make you know that when it comes to seed to sow, it is God that gives seed to sow. Isaiah 55 verse 10. He will tell you that if you need capital, if you need money to do business, you need capital, you need something to start with. You need something to start with. For just as rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return there without saturating the earth and making it germinate and sprout, providing seed to the sower and food to eat. That means that God doesn't just give food. We are all not looking for the same thing. Some of us are looking for seed, others are looking for food. See, relationship is a seed, marriage is food. Some, you can't even have marriage without first having the seed. This year, my prayer for you is that the Lord will give you a seed. I said, the Lord will give you a seed. You can't say, oh God, grow my business, and you have no capital. I pray that this year, God will give you capital for investment. God will give you capital for investment. So tonight, when you rise up to your feet to pray, one of your prayers that you are going to pray is that, Lord, I have plans this year, 2020. I have plans, but I need money to run my plans. I need seed to run my plans. I need capital to run my plans. Lord, I want to settle in marriage. I need seed. I need a good relationship that can lead into that marriage. Whatever you need, there is a seed for it. May God release the seed into your life. May God release the seed into your life. Your amen will show you are the one. So take tonight's prayer very, very serious. God is going to give some people seed after tonight. Somebody will call you and will invest into your dream. Somebody will invest into your business. Somebody will invest into your business, into your dream. Somebody will invest into your life. Somebody said that, I hear you want to do this. Come for this and invest and do that. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Who am I talking to? Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's very, very important. A lot of you have plans, but Charlie, you don't have the money to run your plans. A lot of you have plans, but what you need is the capital. But God gives seed to the sower, and he gives food to the eater. He repeated it in 2 Corinthians. Go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. 2 Corinthians. He repeated it over there. Verse 10. He repeated it over there. Verse 10. For you to understand that it is God's business. This year of increase, God is going to shower seed upon people. Wherever we need fruitfulness, we will have seed. Now, the one who provides seed for the sower. So, you see, if you are here and you are looking for seed, I've told you who is the giver of seed. Seed doesn't come from your uncle. Seed doesn't come from your father. Seed doesn't come, capital doesn't come from man. The real person who releases and it happens on earth is called God. He said, now, he who provides seed for the sower and bread for food, he will provide, and then he will multiply your seed. May the Lord provide you with seed. May Jehovah provide you with seed. Hallelujah. Go back to Genesis 26. And let's return to the verse we got to. Which verse did we get to? Verse 12. Quickly. And the man became rich and kept getting richer until he was very wealthy. See, the Bible says that God first gave him seed. And he sowed in the land of famine. But when he sowed, the Bible says that, and he became fruitful. Go to the verse 12. I didn't finish without. Go to the verse 12. And in that year, he reaped 100 times what was sown. That connotes fruitfulness. Now, nobody can have increase without fruitfulness. Nobody can have multiplication without being fruitful. Barrenness is the surest enemy of increase. Once you are barren, you can't have more children. Even if you had one before you became barren, that ends your story. But for you to have continuation in increase, or for you to continue to prosper or increase in whatever you are doing with your life, be it ministry or academics or business or whatever you are doing with your life, for you to, you must of a necessity have the grace for fruitfulness. There's, you see, there's a grace that when it's upon you, when it's upon you, whatever you touch, the thing increases. There's that grace, and if you lack that grace, increase will not be your friend. If you lack that grace, you will not see prosperity. Because listen, prosperity is not money comes into your hands once, you finish it before another one comes. You are not prosperous. You can't prosper. You prosper when what is in your hand doesn't finish and another comes. It doesn't finish, another comes. It doesn't finish, another comes. So it is those that are coming to add up that makes you increase. Say, oh, Baba, ako, na san san obe wo second born, first born ewu, second born eba, obe ba be dani den one. When he also dies and you get another, it will still be one. So a lot of people are as spot one because whatever comes into their hand dies off before another comes. I command that curse to be broken from your life. I command that poverty to be broken from your life. It is not a blessing. When somebody blesses you, unless you have exhausted the blessing, another doesn't come. That is not favor. You need something, you get it once. It is called breakthrough. You get it continuously. It is called favor. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. There's a difference between breakthrough and favor. Breakthrough is when the good thing happened once. You needed it, and it happened, pam. After a while, afterwards, you don't see it anymore. You broke through over there. But favor is when the thing continues. Every time you are having it, you don't struggle with it. It is working for you. It is happening for you. It keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming. Can I announce to somebody here, the year 2020, you will have favor. You will increase. You will multiply. You will do well. Whatever you do with your hands will increase. Shout your loudest amen here with me. Do you believe it? You sow a seed into it if you believe it. Amen. It's very, very important. Breakthroughs can't last you. It is favor that can last you. Breakthroughs, they don't last you. It's favor. Favor is what makes it continue. Hallelujah. And so he has seed, he sowed, and he increased. And then verse 13, the Bible says he continued to increase because he wasn't losing the initial blessing. It was always adding up. Without the one in his hand getting finished. And so he continued to prosper until he became prosperous. And the Bible calls it wealth. It includes money. It includes men and women servants, workers. It includes properties, assets. And you put together. And includes good health. Called wealth. I pray for wealth for somebody here. I pray for wealth for somebody here. Next, quickly. Quickly, next. And he had flocks of sheep, herds of cattle, and many slaves, and the Philistines were envious of him. You know, he had, when I was asking, what is the meaning of he had? The Bible says that God put him in command of possession. I pray for somebody here that as you lift up your voice tonight to pray, God will put you in charge of possessions. God will put you in command of possessions. You too, you will have so that you can give. You too, you will have so that you can support. You too, you will have so that you can help. You too, you will have so that you can distribute. You cannot give what you don't have. I pray that 2020, may you be in command. I said, may you be in command. I said, may you be in command. May you be in command of businesses. May you be in command of money. May you be in command of marriage. May you be in command of properties. May you be in command of money. Receive the anointing to be in command. Shall I receive it? And the Bible says that because he was put in command, he became the envy of the Philistines. Because he was put in command of possessions, he became the envy of the Philistines. This year, because God is going to put you in command in your company, in your business, where you work, they are going to remove some people and put you in command. Because that is going to happen, God is going to make you an envy to the people around you.
People around you will start getting jealous of you. People around you will start getting jealous. It will be like Daniel. The Bible said that when Darius met Daniel, the head of the wise men, they became envious of him. And they looked at something they can use against him. And the Bible said they devised a plan that as for Daniel, we cannot find anything against him except against his God. And the Bible said they set a trap and said unto King Darius, O king, live longer. We have come up with something fantastic for you, that you will make a decree that in the next 30 days, no one will cry to their God. No one will ask anything of their God unless you, O king. And the king was deceived to sign in that agreement and pass in that decree. And the Bible said, when Daniel heard of that decree, he went straight to his house, and as his custom was, he went and faced the war. He was not afraid of his enemies. This year, don't be afraid of your enemies. Those that are lashing your back, those that are speaking against you, those that are planning and plotting against you, those that are coming up with all schemes and machinations that and schemes that are against you, all those that are thinking how you will be dropped out of that school, how you will lose that relationship, how you will be cast out of that and work, all those that are planning against you. The Bible said, and Daniel went to the wall and bowed himself down and faced Jerusalem and lifted up his voice unto God. And the people that envied him, the Bible said, they went to take a photograph of him and sent the report to the king. And they said, oh king, your favorite, the one you like the most, the one you have chosen over us, he has disobeyed you and broken your rule, and so he has fallen into your trap. The Bible said, and the king started weeping and said, oh Daniel, you are falling into this trap. But as he cast Daniel into the lion's den, the king said unto Daniel, oh Daniel, may the God that you have been faithful to, may the God that you have been loyal to, can I announce something to rescue the year 2020? San Yankopona, we did on the crenel, when you know what Brabomo, San Yankopona, one panichidano, or Besson, when you know what Brabomo, or Besson, when you know what Wariamo, how will seek a same, how will ministry more? Can I have a resounding amen? Can I have a resounding amen? And the king said unto Daniel, he said, may that your God that you have been loyal to and you have been faithful to, may he deliver you from the mouth of the lions. And the Bible said that when the king went, he refused to eat and he fasted for Daniel. I pray that may God give you favor. Favor in the eyes of your employers. Favor in the eyes of your husband. Favor in the eyes of your wife. That man that must marry you, that woman that must marry you, that company that must employ you, may the Lord grant you favor before their eyes. May the Lord grant you favor before them. And so the king prayed for Daniel and refused to be nourished by instrumentalists and by musicians throughout the whole night. And the Bible said he woke up early in the morning before dawn broke, and he went to the lion's den and he shouted, oh Daniel, has your God whom you served delivered you from the lions? Can I declare to somebody here, the Lord shall deliver you. They will plan, but they will not get you. I said, they will plan, but they will not get you. They will speak about you, but they will not get you. They will set traps for you, but they will not get you. They will send your name. They will send your photograph. They will send your name. They will start planning against you, but the Lord will deliver you. I said, the Lord will deliver you. He was in the lion's den. People will think that, oh God, you couldn't deliver him from entering into the lion's den. But the Bible said, if you enter into the fire, I, the Lord, shall be with you. And into the water, it shall not overwhelm you. I pray that that trouble in which you are, the Lord is with you. For though weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And the Bible said, in the morning, Daniel lifted up his voice and said, "Oh King, may you live longer. Oh King, may you live longer. The Lord of heaven has sent his angels to shut the mouth of the lions." Can I prophesy to somebody? 2020, every lion in your life, every lion in your family, every lion at your workplace, every lion in your family, in your enemy, every lion, I command the angels of rescue to shut their mouth. I command the angels of rescue to silence your enemies. Baby Biara, yet I can't watch them. May the Lord silence them. Baby Biara, yes, say with him, yes, say with you, Nyama, yes, say with Shida, yes, say with plants. May the Lord silence them. May the Lord silence them. May the Lord silence them. May the Lord fight for you. The Bible said, "Arise, O God, arise, O God, and let thy enemy be scattered." And the Bible said, "If it had not been the Lord on our side, now may Israel say, this year 2020, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You will not have to fight. You will not have to negotiate. You will not have to pay bribe. This year, the Lord will make a way for you. Where there is no way, shout your loudest amen." I said, "The Lord will fight for you." I said, "Jehovah will fight for you." I said, "Jehovah will fight for you." The Bible said, "I take your shield and your buckler and come and fight for me. Contend against those who contend against me." May the Lord contend against those who contend against you. May the Lord take his shield and his buckler. The tree says, "Wani wani awani me kun enko. Wani wani awani me ham enham. Chepia eni katabo. Nabra be kun ejime. Ebe kun emame." May the Lord fight your battle for you. Shout your loudest amen here.
And so it happened that they envied him and they set traps for him. This year, if you don't want trouble, then don't pray for increase, because this year God is going to bless you that troubles will start coming. I said, this year God is going to bless you that every day you hear something. Today they will say you have done this. Tomorrow they will say you have done that. But it is all because of the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord that maketh a man richer and has no sorrow is coming upon 13 people here. It's coming upon 13 people here. It's already happening. The angels are already distributing it. The angels are already releasing it. I see in the realm of the spirit already that angels are distributing it already. The Lord is going to bless people. People will start becoming envious of you when they see you and the company you are working at. Meanwhile, they paid bribe, but you didn't pay bribe. They will start envying you. When they see you and they see your husband and they see your wife, and they will ask you, "How did you marry? How did you get this one?" When they see you and you drop out of your car, they will say, "How did you get this miracle? When did you start taking lotto that you did not tell us?" The Lord will shock you. I said, the Lord will shock you 2020. I said, the Lord will increase you. 2020, the Lord will multiply you. Speak in the language of the Spirit. Blow in the language of the Spirit.
We have to pray. Quickly, quickly. Go to verse 15. I don't want to preach, so I'm just mentioning one or two. "For all the wells which his father servant." Now watch this. What is this? Another case. Today may God give us time to pray. Am I wasting your time?
No.
Oh, am I wasting your time?
No.
I'm releasing prophecies into your life. And I'm opening your eyes to understand this passage. So that when you start praying, you pray like you are crazy. He said, "For all the wells. Now, in those days, wells, ebura, omutu ebura, omu ye farmers, they raise animals. So, utu ebura is like you are rich. Because I know not beshe wungwain, edia water o crops. And to uye farmer now uni, well, it's like a source of funds for you. Today, it will be like baby aunya usika free. That's what ebura represents in the Old Testament. That is where they drink from. They feed their animals with the water. Everything. So if you are a man and you don't have a well, you are a poor person. That was it in those days. That was their business. They were into digging wells. That is why, let me tell you something. That is why when the servant of Abraham
was going to look for a wife. Can I say what I'm coming to say? When he was going to look for a wife for Isaac, he knew that the family business was what? Well making, animal farming. So whoever must be the woman of the house must be interested in wells. So he didn't pray. He prayed and then he said, God, let the woman that can be, it's like the pastor's wife. If she's not like us, we are in trouble. Do you understand? So he prayed a prayer and then he said, God, as I am going, give me good speed. Let the woman who will come, let that woman come to the well, number one, and feed. You see, the woman should know how to feed animals, because in our house, that's our work. The woman, we don't need somebody who is into different business. We need someone who can manage a well. That is the family skill, or the family. So who we are bringing must have that one. Are you hearing me? Good. And that is why when you are selecting a wife, you must choose well. You don't select anything, okay? Select what can do what you want to do in the future. Select that one. Select that one. Very, very important. Amen. Now, let me mind my own business. For all the wealth which his father's servant, now watch it, which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines have stopped them and filled them with sand. Wells now. Ononi papa e boka e tu ye no anke di sira bro mo no wells ni na no omatanfo e di anue gumu ase no ebura no omesi no. So there is no more. It's like where you get your source of blessing, and now it has been shut. Now the person doesn't mind you again. The person doesn't help you again. It is a well that has been filled with sand. I pray that may God revive that well. Every opportunity you have lost, I prophesy a restoration of your opportunity. I said a restoration of that opportunity. Every door that has shut, I command the door to open one more time. May the door open one more time. Amen. Adia ni papa ye yan komudidi wo munu ya se no. And some of you, that's it. Your father's properties have been taken. The wealth, the things that you used to have all been destroyed. Next. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art mightier than we. Now the people became afraid of him, because he was too blessed. And they said, listen, when you stay here, very soon you will try to become the king. Go away. Go away. You are too mighty. Your servants are too many. Your properties are too many. It shall be said of you that you are too blessed. You are too blessed. You are too blessed. You are too blessed. You have too much. You have too much. You are too blessed. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Quickly, and verse 17. The verse 17 says, so Isaac left there and camped in the valley of Gerar and lived there. Next. So Isaac has moved, though. He has moved. He has left all the blessings he had there. He has moved. Let's see whether he will suffer poverty. Isaac reopened the water wells that had been dug in the days of his father Abraham, and that the Philistines had stopped after Abraham died. He gave them the same names his father had given them. That means that a restoration of lost opportunities. Any blessing your father lost, it is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Any blessing your mother lost, it is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Ebusiemu nshira a we janom ehriye me bompa yesa nyame on transfer mao. Nyame on transfer mao. Nyame on transfer mao. Nyame on transfer mao. Unim say u papa nshira went me nya no u beti me nya ka o de no. Oh, do you know that? And not that in no me done so no one did that here it's me about so instead done so no when to me and dim one there when to me and before my name did woman a true so I will bet my far can what you know. Should I prove it to you? Go to Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. Terah. Now, Abraham's father is called what? Terah. Just like you have your father in his name. Abraham, never panic friend, Terah. Terah took his son, Abraham, that is Abraham, and his grandson, Lot, Haran's son, and his daughter-in-law, Sarah, his son Abraham's wife, and they set out together from Ur, where they used to stay was called Ur of the Chaldeans, to go to the land called what? So who first decided to go to Canaan? Not Abraham. Canaan was the vision God gave to Terah, his father. That was his father's assignment, which he failed.
And in the time of his son, God comes back and says, I'm adding your father's assignment to your assignment. Take it and go. Are you seeing it? But when they came to Haran, then Terah settled there and he died there. He gave up. I'm too old. I cannot achieve this thing. That was the same situation here. And so Isaac also, when he came, he went back to the wells his father had dug that had been destroyed. And he went to rebuild them. And water started flowing. That means that those opportunities, shut doors, those places where there was like a collapsed business, he started the business again and the blessing started flowing. I pray for some people here that every business your father lost, every blessing your father lost, every blessing your family lost, it is coming back to you. It is coming back to you. Shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest amen.
Amen. Go back to that place. 26, quickly. Next. Verse 19. Moreover, Isaac's slaves dug in the valley and found a well of springs, water there. And the next, what happened? But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen and said, the water is ours. So he named the place Quarrel because they quarreled with him. So they started digging. And every one they dig, people come to fight against them. And some of you, that's your issue. You try to marry, case. You try relationship, case. You try to go to school, that year, everything will be bizarre. The year you try that, you want to do something, you see that will seek a seminar be scattered. It's like, unless you don't plan, oh, I feel with the memory, that's the time I will seek in our best. Unless you don't plan that you are going to school, something will come up. That was the situation here. Anytime they dug the well, then the enemies will come and fight over the well. There are contentions around your life. Some of you, you don't have one night of good sleep. You always battle, sir. You always wake up panting. It's a sign of battle in your life. But I pray that every battle in your life, 2020, is coming to an end. I said it is coming to an end. Go with me to the next. Then they dug another well and quarreled over that one also. So they named it hostility. Next. And then he moved from there and dug another well. That means try again. Tell somebody, keep trying. Tell somebody, keep trying. Until you succeed, you don't stop. Am I talking to someone tonight? Try them 2020. Try again. Go and look for the job again. Write the applications again. Make the phone calls again. Try the relationship again. Try something again. Try to get back into marriage. Try to do it. Try. Amen. Oh, amen. And then when he dug again, and they did not quarrel over this one, he named it open space and said, for now the Lord has made room for us and we will be fruitful in the land. I pray that this year 2020, the Lord will make room for you. It will be your year of open space. The Lord will give you room to explore. The Lord will give you room to manifest. The Lord will give you room to be fruitful. Whatever you touch it to be fruitful, your business will find room to operate, your gift will find room to operate, your destiny will find room to operate, your dreams will find room for manifestation. Shout your loudest amen with me. Do you understand? And so the Lord gave him, go to the next quickly. From there he went to Beersheba and then on and on, and the people now came to him to come and beg him that they should have peace with him. The people came to him and said, please, we beg you, make peace with us, because we can see that Charlie, the Lord has made you too mighty. We even sacked you from our house, but still God is blessing you. It shall be somebody's story. Tonight we are going to pray, and our prayer is very, very simple. We are telling the God that blessed Isaac with prosperity and increase, we are telling that God that it is my turn. Say it is my turn. Say it is my turn. I'm not hearing you say it is my turn. It is your turn. Lift up your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.